Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Maulana, to you and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Jazallahu anna Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluhu. Maulana, we have been discussing in Bilad al-Muslimin, the country called Albania, and we discussed its rule under communism. It was regarded as one of the most atheistic countries in the world. In the world at that time, under Enver Hoxha, who was one of the Islamic clerics, but very dedicated to communism. This morning, alhamdulillah, through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to divert a bit, Mulana. In fact, I want to talk about the date, 14th August, in Islamic history. 14th August, we go back 77 years, 1947, 77 years on, and Pakistan is in a state of transition since its inception. Born in the euphoria of creating a state in the name of Islam, this is to say, Pakistan ka matlab kya hai? What is the meaning of Pakistan? La ilaha illallah. And this was the call among the Muslims of Southeast Asia. Country was born in the euphoria of creating a state in the name of Islam in Southeast Asia amid a pogrom of massacres. Over 1 million people were killed in the partition of India into Pakistan. What was achieved was a disjointed state that had in reality been partitioned into three divisions: West Pakistan, East Pakistan, and the disputed territory of Jammu and Kashmir. The traction realized in the East, the establishment of Bangladesh in 1971, and still in turmoil to this day, with the absconding of the Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina after 14 years of authoritarian and nepotism rule, with the incarceration of its duly elected leader Imran Khan, now into a year with some 200 trumped up charges, and a government that stole the recent elections, the country faces a daunting political and economic credibility crisis. Its relations with its nemesis, India, and now the liberated Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan, is hanging by a thread. Around the same time in 1947 and 1948, India became independent a day later on the 15th of August 1947. And China was established in 1948 as the Socialist Republic of China by Mao Zedong. If you look where these two countries are in terms of social and economic development, they are considered as giants as regards the strength of their world standing, notwithstanding the massive corruption in the BJP government in India. It is predicted that China would be an economic superpower in the next decade. It is symptomatic about the state of Pakistan that since its inception, it has been under the yoke of the military. For more than four decades of its existence, it has been under military dictatorship. The only redeeming period under Shahid President Ziaul-Haq, there was some semblance of implementation of the Sharia. In fact, the late Mawlana Ishtashamul Haq Rahmatullah Alayhi, Tanvir Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to compare that if we take India, Pakistan, and China, and we look at the situation. In fact, Mawlana has passed away a long time ago, more than a decade. We can see the situation in Pakistan. During the recent Olympic Games in Paris, Pakistan had seven athletes who qualified to participate in the Games. Those seven athletes, along with their coaches, were accompanied by 29 government officials who had no inkling of the Games whatsoever, just for the joyride. And this is how they waste money on making use of the government resources without any consideration of helping the poor. The electricity and the water and the infrastructure in Pakistan is collapsing. The largest city with a population of 14 million, Karachi, is on the verge of collapse. Its infrastructure is rotting away at an incredible speed. The democratically elected Prime Minister Imran Khan languishes in Adiyala prison in Rawalpindi. The hypocrisy of the West is evident in the response of the U.S. government to the results of the elections in two countries, one in South America, Venezuela, where President Maduro is said to have won the elections with 52% of the votes. U.S. interference crying foul in that elections were that the elections were unfair is relentless. The response to the Pakistani elections were blatantly stolen has been deafening by the silence of the West. They have their puppets and choices in power. Just a thought, Mulana. Who controls the nuclear arsenal of Pakistan? Does the USA hold a secret code that even the army of Pakistan have no knowledge? It's a long shot, but I think it's something we've got to think about, because with all the turmoil that is getting on in Pakistan, the United States and the West have not brought up the issue of what is going to happen to the nuclear arsenal that Pakistan has. And some control would participation of the army is under USA control. So Pakistan is in dire straits, Mulana. We must make dua that Allah Ta'ala make it possible for the people of Pakistan to redeem their country. I think it's a beautiful country. I have been there, and the potential is just tremendous. Only thing that we've got to kick off the people who are supportive of the West and remaining power at any cost. Then we want to talk about Bangladesh also, Maulana. Since the beginning of the month, the students in the country rose up against the government of Sheikh Hasina and of the Awami Party that had ruled the country for the last 14 years under an authoritarian regime. She fled the country with a helicopter load of dollars and to India. We pray that with the interim government and elections this month would be a turning point in the annals of the country. Then we want to come to the continent of Africa. In fact, in the news, our brother Suleiman Esop has already talked about the situation in Sudan. But historically, the Al-Adawiya Mosque in Cairo and the Rabah Square massacre, in the aftermath of the Arab Spring that was triggered in Tunisia in 2011, Egypt had its first democratic elections, and the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, the Muslim Brotherhood, was the victorious party under the leadership of Shahid Hafiz Mohamed Mursi Rahmatullah Alayh. Within a period of 18 months, he was deposed as president by his defense minister, Abdul Fattah al-Sisi. The presidency of Mohamed Mursi Rahmatullah Alayh was beset by interference of the deep state within Egypt, especially a person by the name of Ahmed Suleiman, that was controlled by the USA, the Zionist regime in Israel, and the Gulf Arab states, especially the UAE and Saudi Arabia. It was 47 days after his deposition in the area of Rabah Square, where the Al-Adawiya Masjid was situated, where thousands of Egyptians, not only from the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, but from all walks of Egyptian society, encamped to protest the fall of the first democratically elected president in decades on the 14th of August, 2013, at the time of Fajr Salat, that the armed forces moved into Rabah Square. In an effort to end the protests, the army was ruthless. They arrested thousands of protesters who are still languishing in the torture cells of Egypt. Protesters and desecrated the masjid, and by the end of Maghrib Salat on that day, it killed more than 1,000 people. The killing was indiscriminate. We see what is happening in Gaza nowadays also. Men, women, and children were victims in this massacre. The promised investigation has not materialized. 11 years on, but the Ummah should not forget. And then we go to Afghanistan, Maulana, on the 15th of August, 2021. It is 3 years on since the disgraceful withdrawal of the U.S. and NATO troops from the land of Afghanistan, and the government of the Taliban took over the reins of power without any bloodshed. The spokesperson of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sheikh Abdul Qahar Balkhi, in an interview with Delhi Hussein, outlined the state of the country over the 3 years that the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan was established. The third anniversary was conducted in a dignified and Islamic manner. Regarding the education of females, Balkhi noted that schooling was compulsory for girls up to the age of 12. Those over the age of 12 were catered in the madrasas for girls and online. It was imperative that an environment be created wherein the infrastructure and logistics be in place for the safe emanation of education is in line with Islamic canons. The leader of the government, Sheikh Agun Zayeh, was not present at the anniversary and sent a message to the people promising the implementation of Sharia and the quest for neighborly relations with its immediate neighbors of Iran, China, and Pakistan. Though the dominant ethnic group are the Pashtuns, Balkhi emphasized the participation of all ethnic groups in the government. The Tajiks, the Zahiris were all included in the running of the country. In fact, certain provinces are ruled where the chief of government in the province is another ethnic group other than the Pashtuns. And then finally, Maulana, regarding some news regarding the Muslim countries, the genocide in Gaza, it is more than 10 months and the evil and demonic genocide continues relentlessly against the people of Palestine. See, Maulana, this was some of the things that we should remember in history, especially in the month of August. Egypt, the massacre at Rabah, the creation of the state of Pakistan, and the withdrawal of the U.S. troops from Afghanistan, and the upheaval that is taking place in Bangladesh. Maulana, now we go back to our Bilad al-Muslimin. We were discussing the country, Albania. And as we said earlier, we discussed about Enver Hoxha, his 40-year rule as the most atheistic country in the world. And then his downfall in 1989 after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Now we want to discuss the political system, and I think this is the final program on Albania. Inshallah, next week we will go on to Bosnia and Herzegovina. The constitution states that Albania is a parliamentary republic and is a system of government is based on the principle of separation of legislative, executive, and judicial powers. And the state guarantees the freedom to establish political parties. We know that during the communist era, no other political parties besides the political party, the APL, was the Albanian Labour Party, was the only party that was allowed to participate in the elections. The state, as you said, guarantees that everything will take place in a democratic manner, and the law prohibits the establishment of political parties and other organizations, programs, and activities based on the principle of pluralism or that which encourages and supports racial, religious, regional, and ethnic hatred, or which use violence as a means to seize power or to influence policy, as well as parties that have a secret nature and guarantee freedom of expression in public life. The armed forces secure the country's independence and maintain its territorial integrity and constitutional order. It is committed to maintaining neutrality in political matters and is under civilian control. In fact, the president of Albania has been forthright in his condemnation of the role that is played by the United States, Israel, and Russia also in trying to they had the influence upon Albania to change and support the West on the one side, and the Russians wanting them to support their invasion of the Ukraine. Parliament consists of 140 members. Representatives are elected by proportional electoral system. Members of parliament are elected for 4 years. The president is the head of the state and represents the unity of the people. And the person to be elected president of the republic must be a citizen of Albania and must have resided in Albania during the last 10 years. He or she should not be under the age of 40, and the president elected for 5 years and may be re-elected for one term only. The important political parties in Albania. There are several important political parties who participate in the political system. The Socialist Party formed a coalition government in alliance with the Socialist Movement for Integration after winning the parliamentary elections in 2013. Socialist Party was founded in 1991 on the wake of the Albanian Labour Party's, the former Communist Party. The Socialist Party is the biggest force at the moment also of the political left wing, an associate of the Party of European Socialists and a member of the Socialist International. The party enjoys good popularity in the southern regions of the country. The chairman of the party is Edi Rama. The Democratic Party is another party. Albanian Democratic Party was formed in December 1990. This is after the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1989, as it is the first political party that was created after allowing political pluralism in Albania. The Democratic Party is one of the political right-wing part forces. It is also a member of the European People's Party. The party enjoys good popularity in the northern and central regions of the country. The chairman of the party is Lulzim Basha. Socialist Movement for Integration. This movement is a social democratic political party in Albania. The LASI was formed on the 6th of September 2004 when Ilir Meta broke from the Socialist Party of Albania and is a member of the Socialist International, and this party represents the third political force in the country. The chairman of the party is Mrs. Monica Kreamadi. The most important political figures in Albania at the moment, Molana, Elir Mita, the President of the Republic, was elected in April 2017 for a five-year period. Then in the 2022 elections, he came in also in a coalition with other parties. Upon proposal by the Socialist Movement for Integration and approval of the votes of the MPs of the Socialist Party, Mr. Edi Rama, the Prime Minister and head of the Socialist Party, took over the reins of the government in 2013 after his party won the parliamentary elections in June 2013. He served also as mayor of Tirana for 11 years in a row from 2000 to 2011. The other important personality in Albanian politics is Gramos Rushi, Speaker of Parliament, a prominent figure in the Socialist Party. Prior to his election as Speaker of Parliament, he was head of the parliament group of the Socialist Party since 2009. And then we come to Mr. Lulzim Basha, the chairman of the Democratic Party, took over as the presidency of the party in 2013 as the former chairman of the Democratic Party submitted his resignation from the presidency of the party after losing the parliamentary elections held in 2013, he served as mayor of Tirana for a period of 4 years from 2011 to 2015. And other important political personality is Erion Velaj, the mayor of Tirana. He assumed his cousin position after winning the municipal elections in 2015 and still is the mayor He's one of the key young members of the Socialist Party as well. He's one of the closest persons to Edi Rama, the incumbent Prime Minister. He served also as Minister of Labour and Social Welfare from 2013 to 2015. Electoral benefits. The last presidential elections were held on April 28, 2017, and thereafter there was one held in 2022 after the five-year term by Parliament according to the Constitution, in which Mr. Elir Mehta was elected in this position. Officially, he took office of President of the Republic in 2017, and in 2022 also he was re-elected as Prime Minister. The Charge of Affairs of the Embassy of the State of Qatar in Tirana, Mr. Hashim Ibrahim Salah, participated in the inauguration ceremony of the President, not the Prime Minister of the Republic. Parliamentary elections, the last parliamentary elections were conducted also in 2022, in which the Social Party gained a clear victory and secured more than 74 mandates in Parliament, allowing it to form the new government by itself. The next parliamentary elections are expected to take place in 2026. The last municipal elections were held in 2019, which was won by the left-wing alliance led by the Socialist Party. After defeating the right-wing alliance led by the Democratic Party, the last municipal elections have been conducted according to the new territorial and administration laws adopted in 2014. The next municipal elections are expected to be held in 2026. Well, now we have now come to the end of our program this morning. Alhamdulillah, through the grace and mercy of Allah Ta'ala, we must make dua for the people of Gaza. In fact, there is talk of this ceasefire, or how many times we have heard of it. But Hamas has said that Netanyahu is an obstacle in not achieving the ceasefire, because he is moving the goalposts at all times. To you and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba Maulana, we pray that Allah Ta'ala will give you a wonderful day. To the people of Gaza, let us make dua, and Pakistan and the Muslim countries throughout the world, the Uyghurs, the people of Sudan, the Rohingya in Myanmar, and the people of Kashmir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.